Introducing us to the Spiritual Secrets Pleasures Play for the Sabbath of the 20th of January. We are in the cusp energies of Capricorn into Aquarius. And instead of I'm running away from Egypt, I'm running away from slavery, I'm running away from the Capricorn energies, instead of saying to ourselves, I'm running away, I am now coming towards the Aquarius energies. I'm coming towards the Sun and Pluto in Aquarius 20. I can feel it come. You know, when you are stuck in the shit, all you want to do is get away from it. When you really want to get away from this, you hate it. You hate it very, very much. And all you're thinking of is escaping. When you're in a toxic relationship, a marriage, a bad marriage, and it's not working out and it's horrible, all you want to do is set yourself free. I don't care what happens. I don't care if I never have another boyfriend or a girlfriend or a husband or wife in my life. All you're thinking about when you are in a toxic situation is running away from that situation. So that's what Capricorn energy is all about. I can see it, I can feel it, I get the message, I get the truth, I'm ready. I'm ready to leave, I'm ready to go, I just can't take it anymore. But where are you going to? Passions, boy, the Aquarius energies will reveal to you, because of the astrology this year, the 20th, 21st of January, Pluto's on the Pluto in Aquarius. Straight away we have a full moon on the 25th of January, which means you'll know where you're going to. You'll see the light will go on, and the light is of happiness. The light is of the future. So Pashas Boy translates as come to the future. Come on. Stop holding on. Come here. Get moving. Come on. You're ready now. Come on. That's what it translates. Come here. Now, I want to mention something about the Jewish traditions. We call it the Passover. We call it the Jewish festivals. We call it the miracle energies. Why is it that the Jewish people always go on about Exodus from Egypt? Why is it the Jewish people always go on, for example, the concentration camps, getting out of Nazi Germany and escaping and going to the promised land of Israel? Why is it you always find Jewish people reminiscing? There are movies about raid on Entebbe. There are movies about the raid on the Iraq nuclear reactor many years ago. There's always this miracle energy. When people are saying it's a miracle energy, why do we remind ourselves of the miracles of the past? I mean, The Jewish slavery in Egypt happened 3,000 years ago. So why are we going on about it? You know, sometimes you think, oh, come on, shut up already. Just shut up. Even the stories of the Holocaust, the way that many people survived and escaped, and they escaped via, whether it be Tehran, or it was known as the Children of Tehran, that walked across the Siberia, walked across Russia, and ended up in Iran before they came to Israel. Or whether it be that they escaped through England and the United Kingdom and through the States, how they escaped or how they stayed in hiding. You always hear them, the Boomer Masters, how they're explaining how they survived. Why is it that we always go on about the miracles of the past? Quite simply, when you talk about the miracles that you've had in your past, you're invoking the miracle energy. When you remind yourself of how bad it was, you were married in a horrible relationship and you got out of that relationship. How bad it could have been if you would still be in that situation, if you wouldn't have been able to set yourself free, get some free escape from it, you'd still be there. Oy, 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 oy. So we remind ourselves on certain weeks, certain parshas, certain energies, this week it is, we remind ourselves of the miracle energy. Aquarius is the miracle energy. That's why it falls out this week. That's why it is initiating this week. And it's to remind ourselves of every time you have been in a terrible situation, a negative situation, a depressing situation, a trap situation, that you just feel it's never gonna change. Of course, I had a reader many years ago who wanted a baby. A couple were trying for a baby for years and years, and oh, I want a baby. I just know I want a baby. I know it must be my destiny to have a baby. Why? I want a baby. It was so it's depressing that it just wasn't happening, and they were trying and hoping and wishing, and then it happens, right? And then they tried again for the second one. It happens. So definition of our lives is it's frustrating when we are not acquiring and achieving our destiny. It's frustrating. Let's be honest. It's frustrating. But we always know when we tap into that miracle energy, miracles have happened to us before, you, me, all of us before. Remind yourself of those miracles. That's what we call Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, which says, remind yourself of, in the Jewish prayers every day, go on about it. I mean, it's all God about it. Remind ourselves of the miracle energy. What happened 3,000 years ago? What happened 2,000 years ago? What happened 1,000 years ago? We remind ourselves of the miracles of the past in order to invoke, to be gratitude of the miracles of the present and the future. And here comes my lesson, or here comes the Nayim Elimelech's lesson of the week. People who can't say thank you, they don't appreciate life. They're not grateful. They just want something more. They want, like greedy pigs, they just want something more to happen in their lives. But they're not saying thank you for the present situation, and they're not saying thank you for anything that's ever happened in the past. They ain't going to have anything good happening to them. You know, when you've given something to somebody and they're ungrateful to what you've done for them, total ungrateful. You don't want to do anything again for them, do you? Right? You've gone out your way to help somebody. I did somebody a favor. I did somebody this, and they didn't even say thank you. They didn't even give me a present. They didn't even give me a box of chocolates. So you think to yourself, why bother helping them? I'm not going to help them next time. Well, I've learned my lesson. Now, people don't always complain at that moment when it happens. They just feel, all right, I see the message. I've assessed the message. I've assessed the energy. He's not grateful. She's not grateful. They don't make an argument out of it. They just go, that's an ungrateful person. They keep quiet. Maybe it's a person's boss at work. They just keep quiet. The boss keeps quiet. He says, okay, I see that character on that one. That's a very ungrateful person. I'm not going to do a favor for them ever again. They asked me for a favor. I'm not going to help them out ever again because they're ungrateful. People who are ungrateful are actually creating their own blockages. So you can understand the logic of behind that. So if you want to unblock your own blockage, you, me, that's me as well, me included, we want to unblock our own blockage. We have to say thank you to the gift of life. We have to say thank you to destiny. Whether you believe in God or not, say thank you for the home that you're living in. Say thank you for the way that things are happening. Say thank you for the miracles. Just say thank you to yourself. You can even say what I say to some readers, I say, just say, I don't know who you are, God. I don't know where you are, God. I don't know who's around me. I don't know what's around me. I don't know who created the miracle that happened to me. But whoever did it, thank you. Whoever did that miracle for me, whoever brought that person into my life, whoever brought that luck into my life, whoever did it, I'm just grateful. I don't know who you are, God. I don't know if you're even listening to me. It doesn't matter. What matters is I'm going to say that to myself, to have gratitude of an aura of gratitude. And when we have an aura of gratitude, we then become uplifted ourselves. People who have a depressing, complaining, moaning, grumpy aura have a depressing aura, and people can sense that. They don't want to help them. People who have an uplifting aura, they are always people full of gratitude of life. So the message this week is, is to say thank you, 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 thank you very, very much. And for those of you who know the patterns of your past, and you know that Aquarius energies always create reasons to say thank you, because it is a season of shocks and surprises.